Well, we got a game on our hands with 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Coastal Carolina has hung in tough with James Madison. And a game that now all of a sudden has a very defensive struggle type feel. And that's worth noting because in the wins for Coastal Carolina in league play, three of the four of them, their opponent has scored less than 60. When the Chanticleers have held an opponent under 60 points, well, that has typically been a recipe for success. In fact, no team has scored less than 60 and beat the Shants this year, including in conference play. The games against Marshall, that was 65-61. South Alabama only scored 44 and a win for the Shants. Georgia State didn't get above that threshold either. Only one was against Louisiana. They scored 57. The Chanticleers won that one. So it has been a magic number of sorts. As the Shants get the ball off the inbound, Richardson, opposite wing pass, De La Real. 10 to fire for Blunt. She glides inside, works on Kozlova. Pass back to the outside, tipped out of bounds, and right to press row. 4 seconds to shoot. Shants got to get one up in a hurry here. And a two-point ball game. Barney set to inbound the entry to Ricarte. Barney gets it back with 2 and 1, lets it fly, was partially blocked. And a shot clock violation gives it back to James Madison. So not how you would want that sequence to go. It was a tough spot to inbound at close to half court. And now Sterling at the controls gives to Neff. Neff looks to dump in. Sterling on De La Real. There's Jefferson. Two shots shade that way as Jefferson catches it again, gives it up again to Sterling. She'll glide inside. Kingawea back to Sterling. Corner three is short. Barney's there for the miss. Shana clears the other way. Across the logo is De La Real. Pitchback, Ricarte, Blunt inside. A chance to work one-on-one. Neff comes with a double, now leaves. And swiping in was Kingawea. Ricarte from way downtown. Ola, as that one was good. The native from Poblado, Spain, knocks down the tray, and the Shants lead by 5. Feet inside. That's where they've gone when they've really needed a bucket. Kozlova again gives it to him. Kozlova now has 7 points on 3 of 4 shooting. And much looked like that right in the paint. Barney behind the back, down the rail, fouled, and it'll go to the line. A reach in from behind. I believe it's Neff. It is. That'll be the first on Neff. Fourth team foul, beg your pardon. So the last 3:29, any common foul will send the Shants to the free throw line where Barney is headed now. A 65% free throw shooter, redshirt freshman out of Cedar Falls, Iowa. And she calmly knocks down the first. Barney was IBCA 5A Player of the Year, senior year at Cedar Falls High School. A McDonald's All-American nominee, a career-high 22 points and a loss to Georgia Southern earlier this year. She's good on both free throws. Lead back to 5. See if they go back to Kozlova here. Instead, it's Sterling at the elbow, trying to slip Jefferson. 3 ball behind a screen, rattled around. Blunt, the rebound. It's a foul on Neff, her second. And that is number 5. Asia Blunt will trot the other way to shoot 2 free throws. Ricarte was ready to inbound it, and ref said, hey, we got to shoot over there. Ricarte said, all right, no problem. Here you go. We'll walk down there for 2. Chanticleers have been to the line 9 times, converted on 6. James Madison, 4 of 8. Another big stat early in this one, the rebounds dead even at 20 apiece. Neff will check out with 2 fouls. In comes Katia Torre. And Blunt to the free throw line. Strong first half for her, 8 points on 3 of 5, shooting 4 boards. Make it 9 points. And 3 of 3 from the line with 1 more to come. She could be the first player in the game to hit double figures. Far cry from that 4 of 16 performance she had last time these two teams met. And Coach Pedersen said, you know, she would be the first to tell you there was shots in that game she normally makes that she should have. Today they've gone in. As the high arcing free throw plays a little string music on the way down. The Shots lead by 7, 26-19. Sterling, King Awea. Back to Sterling, who glides inside. Pump and drive Jefferson. Sterling with 15 on the timer. Glides inside. Blunt on the help. Ball knocked loose. Ricarte got to it. Gives it to Asia. Blunt ahead to De La Real. Looking for Richardson. She goes inside. Off the window. Yes! And it counts. Oh, mercy. What a move. Richardson to the line for one more. And a shot of clear. Swagger is alive and well. And for the rest of the Sun Belt, it might be an introduction and then some to the Coach Kevin Pedersen-led Chanticleers. Free throw, good. 10-point lead. Still a long, long way to go, but it's been a tremendous start. Approaching 2 minutes to go in the half. Hazel back to Jefferson. Feeds inside, Kozlova. Hazel glides. Nice entry pass. It comes to Torre. She's forced outside. Hazel with 12. Hazel to the free throw line. Step back. Fire. Good. Pretty good jump shot there from Hazel. Good defense. The junior from Raleigh, North Carolina, just made a good shot. 2:05 to go. 29-21. Ricarte. Richardson. Looks to dance again. Feeds Blunt. Blunt with 10 points. Looking to add to it. Kick. Barney. Three ball. Too strong. And a foul. I believe this is on the Dukes. They held De La Real inside. And it's going to send De La Real to the line. So the Chanticleers have earned trips to the line in this one. And that foul is on Hazel, her second. So Hazel's got two. McDaniel has two. And Jefferson, 4 points on 2 of 5 shooting. As a result, the Chanticleers lead by 9 after the De La Real free throw. 30-21. She'll get one more. 1:55 to go into the Tidelands Health halftime show. As that one's good. And a score, if it stays about this margin, will certainly make some heads turn at the intermission with several other games going on in the league tonight. 31-21, inside of 2 to play. Sterling drives left on De La Real. Pitch back Jefferson. Goes to her right. De La Real there. Crashes. Jefferson misses. And a foul. It's going to be on Blunt, I believe, down low. And it's going to result in 2 shots. And that's Blunt's second. And she can't believe it. And the official trying to describe it to Coach Pedersen and Asia. That she slid into the contact. I don't know that Asia's buying it, but she'll sit with 2 fouls. An important 1:37 here with Belinga checking in. Mayakone is in from Pompano Beach, Florida. First time we've seen her in the ballgame as Kozlova toes the line for 2. A good free throw shooter, over 75%. 1 of 2 at the line so far tonight. First one, no good. Line drive, bounced out of there. And now the band will make sure she's aware of that for the second. Important to get a defensive rebound here. If she misses, she does not. And substitution will bring, I believe, Micaiah Tynes into the game. Kozlova and McDaniel check back out. Full court pressure for James Madison. Richardson snares a high pass on Sterling. Into the front court she goes. It got knocked to the ground. That's a foul, and she'll go to the line. Richardson looked out of sorts, but really James Madison undisciplined there in how they tried to trap and bumped into her, and that created the foul and puts DeAsia at the line. 8 points, 3 of 8 shooting for her here in the first half. And a chance to get the lead to double figures again. First free throw bounced around the left rim but wouldn't fall. Lead stays at 9, and Richardson will get one more. Normally very good from the stripe at 84%. Second is, boy, the Iron Unkind twice in a row. Popped down and out. Sterling the other way. 31-22, the lead 9. Torre trying to back Richardson down. Nothing doing. She turns, fires, banked it in from the elbow. Don't think it was intentional, but it goes in anyway. The lead 7. An important 109 here. De La Real across the logo, attacks the pressure. Floater, too strong. James Madison gets the miss. Here they go the other way. It's Williams working on De La Real. Flashes, thought about the pitch, into the corner. Looking to drive, Kone, wild jump shot. Missed it long, ties the rebound. Works inside, put back, no. Loose in there again. Ricarte, the block from behind, said that's enough of that. De La Real, Barney, thought about a transition three. Ricarte, she will take it and miss it short. Boy, looked good for a long time. 2 second differential, shot and game clock. 31-24. Sterling, jab step at Barney, looks inside. Feed down low, working on Belinga. Double comes, kick out, Kone, three. Missed it, bounced twice on the cylinder, offensive rebound. Still 12 seconds to work. Looking to lob inside. Tynes on Belinga. No. Belinga's got it with 4 seconds. De La Real with three. With two. Barney wants it just inside a half court. Way off the mark. And that ends the first half. But a strong half indeed as the Chanticleers lead 31-24 over the top-ranked Dukes in the Sun Belt. And the Tidelands Health halftime show on the horizon. No doubt. Some eyes will turn at this halftime score as the Chanticleers are thinking upset, and Conway will break it down here in a moment on the Tidelands Health Halftime Show on the Chanticleer Sports Network from Van Wagner.